1 year, very depressing, he had 1 year's crop in his barns, all stripped and ready to sell to somebody, and he couldn't sell them. He could have given them away almost, the job to do that. And off was coming another crop. He had willow beds of his own. He also used to go to auctions and buy willows. There were hundreds of acres of willows sold in acre lots for people. A marvelous place. There was no way, nowhere in the country was there a situation where a man could develop without having any capital to any size in business by going to the auctions and buying withies. Now, you had to pay 10% on the withies, you say, 2 shillings in the pound, and on the night of the auction. You also signed a promissory note to say that they would complete it by the following August. Now, you bought these willows in November, next month, coming November,
yeah.
And the leaf would be coming off, and you could gather the willows. Buy willows in an auction room in Borough Bridge or North Curry tonight, and the more morning you could go with your hooks and things and get them off, and you had something. And boil them. They wouldn't strip at that time of the year, not peeled.
Oh, yes, you had to boil them to get them buff,
you say.
Yes.
And they'd strip them. Well, families, they had plenty of children years ago, people did, and they'd have to strip these things. Poor little devils had stripped some before they went to school in the morning. And the roughest dime, and the woman would strip. And people would have a source of income, a copper or two a bundle for doing it. Right. You could cut sufficient to have a boiler full done, and probably you would have 100 bundles within about a fortnight or so. You would have 100 bundles of dried, finished, bundled willies to sell. And you had the money. Right, you had to remember that you had to pay the rest of your money before August. But
you could plenty of time.
And you could go on. And another thing to remember, particularly in our underwater situation down there, that you could get in. Father would say, right, now we must get off the willies we've bought. And he might imply a casual, because it's all casual work. There were no permanent work then in our district down there. And a lot of them didn't have any work for about 3 months of the year.
This is North Curry, is it?
No, Borough Bridge.
Borough Bridge.
Borough Bridge.
Yeah.
Borough Bridge. Athelney, Stokes and Gregory.
Yes.
I was born at Athelney, which is in Stokes and Gregory Parish. Athelney's in Borough Bridge now because we're a parish of our own now. Borough Bridge. But this was Athelney, Borough Bridge, postal address, but Stokes and Gregory Parish. Now, you see, we'd get to cut the withies that we bought out, because ours was more get-outable.
Mm.
And then have them all. Horses and wagons. Father used to hire a haulage contractor. And I'm interested to know it. Stokes and Gregory, the grandson of that man that used to send the teams of horses to get out in the mud, out in the moor, and swearing, and whips, and one thing and another, and the wheels cutting down to the boxes. You had to employ somebody with some steam. And that man was a wonderful man. He had about a dozen horses, big shire horses, that would go anywhere. And sometimes he wasn't out with them. He'd be cracking his whip in the field, out the mud, going up through, and jumping the ditches as he went. And,
really?
And that sort of thing, you see. Well, anyway, get him home. Well, we had our withies home. And away we goes. And you had an income. When you couldn't, down comes the rain, usually, the end of November, December, the moors were flooded, you couldn't cut any withies.
No.
But you had some withies on your premises, and you could go on, and you could buy work. They always say, I go into the sales and buy some work. Now, that's a funny thing. You want work.
Yes.
Now, that's only a story of my life.
Yeah.
And so,
very interesting.